This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today we're talking to a RAND Corporation mathematician who crunched the inequality numbers and found that the typical or median full-time worker is getting shorted by $42,000 a year as the most affluent thrived since the mid-1970s. Think the decline of unions, think globalization. But now to one of the people who funded this RAND research, Nick Hanauer is a venture capitalist and entrepreneur turned progressive campaigner.
I mean, I think the study is really transformational because for the first time, we can sort of see what happened to working people at every level of the economy, from the very bottom to the very top. And the median full-time worker in America today earns about $50,000 a year. If they had been held harmless by the last 45 years of neoliberal economic policy, by the way, enacted by both Republicans and Democrats, instead of earning $50,000 a year, they would earn between $92,000 and $100,000 a year. And I think that that gap between $50,000 and $100,000 is the most important socioeconomic fact of our time, because it explains not every pathology in our society, but a huge proportion of them, from our budget deficits to our surreally polarized politics.
Well, let's rest on this for just another moment. I mean, if you accept this data that the RAND study has brought to you, if income inequality had not widened starting in the mid-1970s, someone who brings in $50,000 a year now would be making almost double.
Correct. There are a million facts that the study illuminated, but a couple of really shocking ones for me are these. That first, we basically went from a society where one earner could support a family to a society where two earners are required to support a family. But for the vast majority of citizens, we doubled the number of earners in the households, but went economically backwards. Right? Even if you don't count the cost of childcare. And the other really shocking thing about the data is that even if you're in the 90th percentile as a full-time worker, earning $133,000 a year, instead of earning $133,000, you'd earn $168,000. So even the people in the top 10% fell behind. Literally, the only people who won over the last 40 years are people largely in the top 1%, 1/10 of 1%, 1/100th percent. And what we got was 3, 6, or 15 times our share of the economic growth that happened over the last 45 years. Everybody fell behind except the richest, which explains why everyone is so angry.
Mr. Hanauer, you're a venture capitalist. What happened to you? Why are you talking this way?
The wealth of the country is increasingly captured by this tiny minority of people at the very tippy top, including myself, right? Like, I've benefited enormously from this arrangement. It's just absolutely mathematically certain that the society will collapse eventually. It will collapse economically, and it will collapse politically, and it will collapse civically. And if we are not prepared to address this problem at the scale of the problem, our country is doomed. And I would just like to say that if you're somebody like me, no one has a bigger stake in our future success than people like me. Like, I would like to live in a high-functioning society where everyone is thriving. It's just good for business.
So as you think about trying to address some of this, you're thinking what? Higher minimum wage and maybe a special minimum wage for the biggest employers?
Yes. I would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour nationwide. And I would impose a $20 minimum wage on our nation's largest businesses. That's not to penalize them. That is simply to hold them to the highest possible standard. But what I do want to do is I want to tilt the economic playing field back towards smaller businesses and regional companies. Because one of the worst things that's happened to our country is that we have consolidated our way to these giant monopolistic industries and corporations, and we have effectively eviscerated the vast majority of the geography of the country and let just a few big cities thrive. So that would be the first thing. The second thing I would do is raise the overtime threshold so that it covered 66%, 2/3 of all salaried workers. It's about $80,000, $90,000 a year to ensure people like me are required to hire a new worker when there's more work, not force existing workers to just put in more hours. It's super, super, super critical.
So just so we understand, threshold meaning?
I think the threshold would be approximately $90,000. And if you earn anything under $90,000, if you work more than 40 hours a week, your employer owes you overtime for those hours. And three magical things happen. First, you get your life back because you're not working 60 hours a week. Or B, you don't get your life back, but you earn a lot of money, right? Or C, the economy creates millions of new jobs as corporations find that they can no longer turn three jobs into two jobs by forcing two people to work 60 hours a week, not 40. And that would have an enormous impact on the economy at the scale of hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. It would also make everybody's life a lot better. And by the way, this is what we used to have.
I mean, I guess that's not unheard of, right? When I was a teenager, that was the system in the 70s.
Exactly. That's what we grew up with. That's why life was more civilized in those days. I'm not saying do something new. I'm saying restore the standard to what it once was.
Nick Hanauer is venture capitalist, entrepreneur, and host of the podcast Pitchfork Economics. Thank you very much.
Super fun to be here. Thank you, David.
Among remedies, a higher minimum wage is often mentioned, right? And less talked about, Hanauer says making more people eligible for overtime pay could have a bigger effect than you might think, raising compensation or encouraging employers to hire more people. Reimagining the economy is our ongoing look at ways to go beyond repairing what the pandemic has done to the economy. Our coverage is collecting at marketplace.org.